Hello, Supernatural Explorers! This episode, I share my personal experiences that I can remember of Signs from the Afterlife. I forget the title during the show a few times and call it other things like Signs from the Other Side and whatnot, but you get the gist. I share my personal experiences, including audible voices I've heard. This all in memory of my Nonnie, as you'll hear. So, I really hope you enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome to a special episode of the Supernatural Explorer. It was just Halloween. It's now All Saints Day. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. The wind's howling. It definitely seems like an appropriate night to have a special about connecting with spirits from the other side. Part of the reason for this show is my grandmother, who was 100 years old, died today. And this may sound weird to say, but I'm very happy for her. My grandfather died decades ago, and ever since my grandfather died, she's been wanting to be with him. And she had dementia. And so that she gets now to go and be free and be with my grandfather, that's a bittersweet moment. Sad my grandmother's gone, but that she's with my grandfather and free of everything, I'm very happy. And by the way, she was known to me and all us grandchildren as Nonnie. Nonnie the Great. My last grandparent to go to the other side. Now, when I go, they'll all be waiting there and it'll be good to see him again. But I was thinking about her and how I sometimes connect with spirits on the other side. And I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll try connecting with Nonnie tonight because I don't often do that. I'm usually connecting with people that he hear and other things. Let me see how Nonnie's doing because before Nonnie crossed over, before she died today, as I mentioned, she had dementia. And I was curious, do people with dementia, are their bodies physically here, but are their spirits kind of somewhere else? Maybe their spirits go off to heaven and just like a shell of them is left here. Or are their spirits inside their bodies somewhere, but they just can't seem to come out the way they used to? They're somewhere else. They're resting somewhere. And so I was curious with Nonnie. So I checked on her once from a distance. I merged with her energy to feel where I would feel her and if I would feel movement or just stillness. And it honestly felt a lot like she was just sleeping, resting, very peaceful, but definitively inside her body somewhere. So it wasn't my fantastic view, at least in her case. I can't speak for everyone. It wasn't as my, I guess even the child in me wished, who likes to believe in magical things, that she was off already in heaven and just her body was here for whatever reason. And it wasn't ready to move on. But no, she was inside her body. So now when I connect with Nonnie, I want to see in comparison to that. Now, some spirits I've connected with before who have passed over, recently passed over. Some of them, because of the way they pass over, I found are in like a sleeping state. Feels like they're sleeping. I know for a fact they're deceased and have moved on. But when I connect with their spirits, it's like they're sleeping. And some spirits I've checked on, sleeping for, I can only go by our time, weeks. What I say is just for each specific experience. I don't want to sound like I'm making blanket statements. So if I make a statement about one thing, it's not a statement on everything. So one of the people I felt who was in this state of like kind of sleeping for weeks was someone who had committed suicide. Does everyone who commits suicide go into this kind of like peaceful state because life is just a little too much for them and so they rest when they get there? I don't know. I can only speak to what I feel. And then even what I feel, I don't question it, but people should question everything and see where it resonates with them. I'm just providing one person's example of things. Although I wholeheartedly believe what I believe. So Nonnie gave me the idea for the show, and I wanted to talk about signs from the afterlife. My personal signs from the afterlife that I've had, including one related to Nonnie and her crossing over. And then we're going to try and connect with Nonnie and see where she's at. And if she is in a sleepy state, which, you know what, I don't know how to make a bet with an audience, but let's just say I would bet, and if someone comes up with a fun bet idea, I'll to consider it for another bet. I'm going to bet that she's not in a sleepy state, that I feel her active and doing something and an active spirit. Because she just rested for all those years. I don't know how many years she had dementia. And even before that, how many years she just slept a lot and rested a lot. So she doesn't have to rest. She rested in this life. Someone who's having a rough time and is under a lot of stress to the point where they're like, you know what, I'm just checking out. I can't take this anymore. They might be jarred up on the other side and in need of a rest then because everything was just too much for them. They want a rest. Whereas someone who just rested because they had dementia and all they've done is rest, I imagine they hit the other side running. Yeah, that's my theory. That's my working theory. So my bet is we're gonna catch Norni at it. If we can even connect with her. This isn't a lot of what I practice, but I've had done it before with pretty good result. And I'll get to that. I have two good stories with audibles, meaning I heard something as if someone was in the room. I don't have any photo or audio as of yet. So one of the first experiences that popped into my mind, my wife, Jen, pointed out to me, wasn't my experience per se, but with her during her experience. So that's but I was there, so I'll tell it and you'll see why I'm telling it as if it happened to me. When we moved to Connecticut and we were newly into our relationship, and so I was getting to know Jen and her life and all about her and her friends and everything. One of her friends, who she would talk about, is a friend, Deneen, who we used to call Nini. And Nini became so, was always fond to Jen, but became so fond to us as a couple. We used to talk about her all the time, like she was there and she was present. And during this time, we were on a bowling league, joining a bowling league, and we had to get bowling shoes because we figured we're never on a bowling league. This is probably the first time we're going to do it and the last time we're going to do it. Let's just get bowling shoes that we really love and make a great experience of it. And so my wife, Jen, and something with Nini and my wife and me and purple. Like, purple was the thing. Something with Nini and my wife and purple was a big thing. And now purple's one of my favorite colors, too. That probably influenced me, just figuring that out. Anyway, my wife's getting these purple bowling shoes, ordering them, and the whole time Nini's present and that we're talking about her like she's there, and look, we're getting these shoes and everything. And it took weeks for the shoes to come in. The shoes finally come in. We go to the bowling alley on an off day. There's maybe six people in the bowling alley practicing. These one set of women was like two lanes over from us, maybe even three lanes over from us. So not right next to us. And we're bowling, and my wife's got a new purple bowling shoes on. It's happy. And she said she got this overwhelming sense of sensation of like compassion towards these two women that were bowling two or three lanes to the left of us. Where her heart and her compassion made her look at these women with compassion. And so she finds herself looking at these women with compassion. A feeling redirected what she was doing, and she fully felt it, acknowledged it. And then she looked up at their names, and one of the women's names was Nini. Now, as my friend Devlin will say, that's some coincidence. But to us, that was Nini saying hi. She was involved in the whole shoe thing the whole time. We talked about her all the time. We felt like she was there all the time. So that was just affirmation. Ah, Nini, yeah, she's here. Like, we were so happy. So you could see how it was my experience, too. If Jen listens, maybe she'll see how it was kind of my experience, too. Yes, I didn't feel the overwhelming feeling of compassion. And look at the two women. But I was there while the whole thing was happening, so... Very cool experience. Signs from the afterlife for sure. And then I'll tell you another one. I have an aunt and uncle who passed away an hour on the other side. Living the high life? What do we want to call it? How do I want to think about it? There's terms out there, but do I buy these terms? What term have I settled on? I don't like dead. Dead is... I know it's not true. Dead. Your body is not functioning anymore. You're probably more alive than you've ever been, in my opinion, and based on my experiences. So the next thing that happens, my aunt and uncle are now on the other side. They've crossed over. They're living in heaven. My uncle went a few years before my aunt. My aunt went a few years later, and this is months after. I'm meditating in this spot by a river that I really loved with these one tree that split off into seven trees. I felt like the place was absolutely magical. And I felt like this was definitely before, right around the time I got my distance gifts. Meditating, enjoying the ducks, chilling. And all of a sudden, my aunt, uncle come into my mind. I feel as if the spirits are coming to me in front of me. I don't see anything. This is all feeling. Everything with me is feeling, energy, emotion. But it's like I feel them there, as if they're there. And I feel like it's my aunt leading my uncle, and they're just coming by to say hi quick because they're on the way to somewhere else. And my aunt's like super excited, and she's dragging my uncle places, like that kind of thing. And I was like, ah, hi, great seeing you. To me, 100% that it happened, not that I was just wishful thinking. I don't just think of someone and go into a personal fantasy about what I think is happening. I don't do that kind of thing. I feel an energy and I'm like, wow, this is what this feels like. And it felt like a them. I got to say, you know, people, if you could close your eyes and feel the energy of a person, you'd say like, yeah, that's Jimmy. Yeah, that's Stephanie. You'd know people, you'd know their energy. And that's why if you believe in psychics, when psychics connect with people, they're like, ah, this guy's a real practical joker. They can feel that. Some of them, I guess, can see it. So just look at the details of it. My aunt's leading my uncle, and they're going off places. I don't know that about them. I don't know, did they like to go traveling a lot? Did they go on a lot of adventures? Like, I don't know that part of them. Would my aunt be leading? Would my uncle be leading? Like, how would it go? What would it look like? I didn't know that facet of their personalities. So my cousin comes to visit, say, a month or two later. And I feel good enough to share this. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. And this is, I'm going to share my journey as I'm going a little. Because this is real. And I think this is real for anybody who starts to get into the supernatural and look for people to talk about it and bounce stuff off of. You want to feel comfortable. The older you get, the more you want to be with people who just understand you or get you or at least give you the space to express yourself at the very least. If you know my cousin Billy at all, that's all he gives off, like a safe space, great guy. So I shared the story. I mean, it was his parents, so. And he said, that would figure, mom would be leading dad like that. I didn't know that about them. So for me, I 100% thought the experience happened when it happened. And then he said a confirming detail. So I was like, yep, yeah, done, sold. That was definitely them visiting me. And then something really trippy happened a few days after with him and my dad went golfing. And it was very clear that his dad, my dad's brother, was around. These things happened and they were even saying things like, see, and the golf cart was number 3 and his number was 3 and like stuff like that, where they were clear. So I bring a story to them about Aunt Janet and Uncle Bill being around, and they then have experiences of Uncle Bill being around. So that's pretty cool stuff. Now the two things I ever heard, which oddly enough, the two things I ever heard were while I was connecting with spirits of people who have moved on. One of the first times I connected with a spirit that moved on, it was someone I was very fond of. I thought was a uniquely special person on this earth, a blessing and a gift. So this person crosses over, and the night they do, I feel like I'm connecting with them. And it's undeniable. And then I feel like I'm getting messages and I'm writing them down. And then I notice I notice what I'm doing when I'm in the middle of it. And I go to stop myself as if to say, what am I doing? I'm not going to write this. What am I doing? And I hear as clearly as someone physically right in my ear and a little upset with me say, no! As clear as anything. And I was like, all right. And I just went right back to writing. Because this person saw that I was doubting and the level of the doubt and the slippery slope of doubt I was going down. And I heard a physical no. I've only heard one other thing ever of that clarity. So that was one. Yeah. Big fan of them when they were here. Big fan of them on the other side. Very powerful, beautiful spirit. Then Now I'm practicing these kinds of things more. Still mostly connecting with spirits of people here. I follow signs. I follow my path. My path just doesn't lead that way. It leads towards where we're at, which it seems to be tending more to this moment towards Sasquatchy and UFO types of things. So as guided seemingly by Mary herself, if you want that explained, listen to episode 1, part 1 of Site 7. I talk about the Mary Sasquatch tie-in. That's interesting. I come from the spiritual, a background of the spiritual, everything spiritual. And the spiritual is leading me to the paranormal and the supernatural. That's fascinating to me in and of itself. That speaks volumes in and of itself. That's like a really like a prize just to be unwrapped and unwrapped and unwrapped, a present. So I love that. So I was given a gift, but unlike my past where I've sometimes given gifts of certain things and then just rode the gift for what it was and didn't put any extra effort in per se, this gift I put all my effort into, all of me into. I'm just going to go there. Let's be real. I can and have underlying energy that people might identify as mania, but mania is misunderstood. Mania is just too much energy. You could say it's extra. But balanced mania is a gift. Balanced mania is almost like limitless energy. If it's balanced, if it's unbalanced, I've seen what it can do to people. I've seen what it can do to me. Luckily, most of my life, it's been balanced. So I now say I have the blessing of mania. But it's not really mania anymore. I want to call it mania because I don't like that they give mania a negative thing. I know mania is tied with negative things. Anyway, so my second experience is now I've been working on my gifts for a while, really honing my skills, but still spending most of my time in the supernatural, paranormal, and with spirits of living people. But one of my faves passes and crosses over to the other side, Father Amorth, the leading exorcist for the Roman Catholic Church. I believe he was in Rome. And he seemed like a real guy who was a priest versus someone acting like a priest, whatever I mean by that. He was the real deal Holyfield, in my opinion, based on what I saw about him. And I liked even in his book he wrote about exorcisms. He says that the top two exorcists were lay people, giving a nod to the power of the spirit over the power of the priest. I like that. Because everyone's got the spirit in them, or whatever you want to call it. Everyone's got it. Equally accessible to all, without a doubt. So, love this guy. He's crossed over. I remember thinking of him one night, and I'm like, I'm going to connect with him. And I felt like I felt them. And I got so excited that my mind started to wander. Now, for me to connect with anything, my mind has to be still. I've said it before, my mind has to be still, and my energy has to be still. Otherwise, how do I know what's me and what's not me if I'm pulling myself all over the place? So I'm very practiced at it. Father Amorth connection got me a little excited. My mind started to wander. Not like starstruck excited. I've met famous people before. I can meet a person and see a person for being a person. Neutral, equal. I don't go crazy like that. But I did get excited because like, wow, I'm connecting with the spirit of someone who is deceased and it's Father Amorth. So that level of excitement. A normal, reasonable level of excitement. But enough that I got a little chatty in my brain, like, oh my God, Father Amorth, this is so cool. And I heard as clearly as when I heard the no, I heard, basta. And basta to me, B-A-S-T-A is Italian for cut it out, quit it. Which confirmed to me I was connected to him. Because I perceived him, and only people who know him will know. I only saw him in the documentary, The Devil and Father Amorth by the exorcism guy. It's the only time I ever saw Father Amorth. And to me, he just came off as a real guy who could be a little light, but also be a little serious. Like he had a nice balance of being a real person and being a priest. I thought he was great. So he would be nice and cool, but if I was being a little whatever, he would be
basta, like, cut it out. And I hope someone someday says, I know Fire the Moth. He would say that. So that would confirm something. So that signs from the other side. That's a horrible theme. If I come up with a better one, I'll insert it. I got to say, though, look, it's 1:32 in the morning. I should be in bed. I just drove to New York. We're going to Jen's cousin's wedding. So I should be in bed. But I really wanted to get the show out. It just seemed perfect. And it's a tribute to Norni. So there are these people who have been, I'd call them like family to us our entire lives. The Lundys. Love the Lundys. I don't see them anymore, but to me, in my heart, they'll always be in my life, in my heart, forever. And Lisa, who's my age, the last time I saw Lisa is when my grandfather died. Let's call it 20 years ago. It may have been longer, maybe, but just to me, it feels like he's been gone decades. That's the last time I saw her. I don't see her a lot in my dreams. Last night, I had a dream that I saw Lisa, and her mom was there too, but she was maybe getting a drink or something, like off the, but I knew her, I had the sense that her mom was there, and Lisa was there, and I was happy that they were both there, and I remember seeing her, I'm like, hey, Lisa, how's it? And I probably was even going to say, I haven't seen you since my grandfather's funeral. That would have been what I would have said, because that's something I say to people when I don't see them in a while. Hey, I haven't seen you since, you know, and it's just something I do. I guess that's one of my things, I'm just realizing. I would have said that in the dream. I didn't say that dream, but I was like, oh, what are you doing here? I didn't know where here was either. I was just like, oh, what are you doing here? Good to see you, you know? And then the dream faded into something else, and I even forgot the dream until my dad called me to tell me my Norni died. And Norni and Grandpa, husband and wife, so the last time I see Lisa is when my grandfather died at his actual funeral. The next time I see Lisa is in a dream, and it's the night before my Norni dies. Yeah, that's a coincidence, but that's some coincidence, if you ask me. Maybe we were in a room at the funeral home. I didn't look up to see where we were. That wasn't it. I feel like I was given enough of a nugget. I tied it all together for me. Oh, we're at it now. Enough talking, you could say. Time to walk the walk. We're up to date. I've told you my signs from the other side. My experiences of signs from the other side. Signs from the afterlife. These are my experiences of signs from the afterlife. If I have more personal experiences, I'll do another show on it. So let's get to it. Let's check on Norni. Let's see how Norni's doing. And then I'm going to put a bonus after Norni, because I think due diligence requires that we do check on one person, other person. If you're following the show, you know who else I'm checking on next. Let's do Norni first. And this is great. Because I haven't seen the Norni I know in years. I saw my grandmother weeks ago. Norni. Car inside her body, but kind of in there somewhere so far that her personality wasn't coming out a lot. But two ways she still came out, even from within there the last time I saw her. One, she stuck her tongue at me, which I love that she has that side of her, like that. I love that she did that. And two, she would always ask me, ever since she moved out of our home into places that had parking spots, which say was the last 15 years of her life, just say, she'd always ask, where's your car? Where's your car? Where'd you park your car? Oh, it's okay. Okay, it's over there. All right. So I know Norni recognized me the last time I saw her, because she wasn't even really talking, but she talked enough to say, hey, where's your car? If you know anyone with dementia, when they give you one of those little prizes where they let you know, like, I know who you are. I recognize you. Where'd you park your car? Like, that's a gift. That's a before I go to the other side gift. So I've seen glimpses of Norni, but I haven't seen full-on Norni. So let's see if we can see full-on Norni. If we don't find her awake and at it today, if she's in a restful state, we'll definitely come and visit her another time, because I want you to meet my Norni. So let me shut my mouth. Now it may take me a while to get into my meditative state. All right. I'm going to give Mary props. I was like, someone just grabbed my energy and straightened it out a lot faster than I thought it was going to be straightened out. I gave myself a minute, 2 minutes. I'm excited about the show. I'm excited I'm going to be connecting spiritually with Norni. I gave myself, based on previous experiences, 2 minutes to settle. Something came in and grabbed me and straightened me right out. I'm not saying for a fact it's Mary, but Mara grabbed me and straightened me out a few weeks ago in similar fashion. So I'm giving her credit. So let me take this and ride this and let's go see Nani. And now I'm in the zone. All right, Nani's cool. All right, I'll tell you exactly what's going on and it makes sense to me. She feels... This is just the image I'm getting. Imagine someone goes for a stress test and they think it's ridiculous they go for a stress test. Yeah, my doctor wants me to go for a stress test. And this is like a guy who jokes around and laughs all the time. And he goes for a stress test and the whole time he's on the treadmill, he's like laughing. Like, this is so ridiculous. But the stress test is showing that he does have some stuff he's got to work on. He does this, so he's a little thrown off. He's joking about it, but he's a little thrown off by it. I feel like Nani's energy feels like that. Like, she's a little overwhelmed overwhelmed by what's happening. So she's slightly thrown off balance, but it's a happy thrown off balance. Like, oh, this is, yeah, I'm here. I made it. And I'll tell you why that makes sense to me. For all the years, Nani went to church. I think she wanted to believe in heaven, but I don't think she believed them. Like, I think she wanted to be with my grandfather and felt like that was something, but I don't think for some reason she equated that with heaven. Because I would talk to her about heaven and she never gave me the sense or said the words like, yeah, I know there's heaven, I'm going there. It was always with questioning, leaning towards disbelief. So that she's in heaven, and again, I knew it, she's not sleeping. She's up, she feels slightly amped, but slightly off balance. I don't want to say freaked out because it's like freaked out in a good way. Like, if you always wanted to believe in the Loch Ness Monster, but weren't sure, but wanted to believe, and then maybe even let it go for a couple of years where you forgot about it, and then you found yourself in Scotland, and you found yourself at the Loch Ness, and even before you thought of it, you saw it just for a second, and you were the only one who saw it, and then it disappeared, and you even half questioned that you saw it for a second or anything, you'd let that half question go, and the excitement you'd feel like, I always knew it was real, I always wanted to believe it was real, that kind of excitement. Nani's got that kind of feeling like, this is real. Like, so she's got to, instead of resting when she gets there, she's got to chill, ease into that. If they let her out of the gates now, she's going to be a little extra. She's going to be a little amped up. I got to tell you a related psychic story. Shout out to my Aunt Linda. I hope she's listening. I know she goes to psychics, so she might be open to this kind of stuff. I think what a blessing. Me, my brother, and my sister got together with my cousins, who Nani is all our Nani's, and my Aunt Linda, Nani's her mom. We all got together this past weekend for something good, just because we wanted to get together because we haven't seen each other in years. I'm so glad we did that, because then the next time we would have been getting together is because of Nani. And those things are nice. Everybody always comments on how sad it is when people come together for that. Like, we're glad we're together, but we're together for this. So it's, I think it's a gift. I'd like to think, if Nani had a choice, she held on even for that to happen and waited to go. Like, she psychically knew, oh, let them together get together for fun first. Let them have that. And then they can get together, having just gotten together for fun, and get together again and celebrate me. So that's pretty cool. That's a sidebar. But anyway, related science from the other side story. I'm going to throw my Aunt Linda's story in. This is not my own story. The joke always used to be, the joke was based on my aunt going to a psychic. Like, Nani always wanted, as I said, Nani always wanted to be with Grandpa. And the joke was, Grandpa wasn't ready for her. He's like, no, stay down there a little longer. I'm good. You can come up in a few years. And my aunt even went to a psychic once, and the psychic said, your grandfather's not ready for her. So this is the running joke. Everybody knows this. So now my Aunt Linda's going to see a psychic. And on the way there, she's, I think, thinking in her head to my grandfather, yeah, and, you know, when are you going to take Mom already? Come on, like, you know, because maybe 15 years has gone by and all Nani wants is to be with Grandpa. When are you going to take him already? She shows up to the psychic and the psychic says to her, let me just start by telling you, your father's here, and he says, stop asking him when he's going to take your mother. Bim, bam, boom. Like, that's a closing fun signs from the afterlife. And now the bonus, our surprise guest. Patrick. We got to check on Patrick. Patrick from Pandemonium. We've given him the pet name, the loving name, the in memory name of Patrick, because who wants to be called the guy buried outside the cemetery? Let's give him a name. A name said with good intentions, I believe, is always welcome. So, calling him Patrick. I started a memorial for him at the Pioneer Cemetery in Pandemonium. Give Patrick some love. Help balance him out. If you're going there anyway and you're just curious, just draw a little prayer up for Patrick. Sadie's golden. Say hi to Sadie. But yeah, I think prayers are always welcome. Sadie, to me, sounds like she'd rather more just hang, be playful, and say hi. So let's check on Patrick. Oh, he is doing really well. I still feel his energy in the lower parts of his energy structure. But the energy feels very steady. That I haven't checked him in a number of days, and his energy feels like this. He's learning how to balance. So Patrick's doing great. So I'm happy to see that. So that's the show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have experiences to share, I'd say go to the person I listen to most who has shared experiences is Tim at Strange Familiars. I'd say share them with him. Believe me, if I run into you at a party and I know everyone and I don't know you, but you want to talk about this stuff, I will probably talk to you the whole entire time and not talk to the other people. This is what I'm on about. I'll be polite and say hi to the other people, but this is on about. So it's not like I don't want to hear everyone's story. But for my podcast, right now, at this moment, I'm feeling moved to do it exactly what I'm doing. I really hope someday it opens up to talking to people about their stories and maybe even looking into things more for people. I don't want to leave with nothing. Yeah, because for people who have stories, I want to leave something. Like, I want to be interactive. So how can I be interactive? Let's do it this way. If you have a place in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, or its surrounding areas that you know of, either by living in the area and or just knowing through reading, if you have something you want me to check out, hit me up on Instagram, The Supernatural Explorer, or email me at thesupernaturalexplorer@gmail.com. Hit me up if you know of a place that you want me to check out that's known, like this place is haunted. If I don't hear back from anyone, I'm leaning towards Chickie's Rock. I am 20 minutes from Chickie's Rock. I heard on one podcast, at least, that it's, people will argue it's the most haunted place in Pennsylvania. So, Chickie's Rock from a distance. If I feel something in Chickie's Rock from a distance, I will then divide Chickie's Rock at least up into three areas. And then I will scan those areas. And if I feel energies that are similar to what I feel when I ask to feel a spirit, if I feel the spirit also kind of existing in one of those areas, then that's the area I will go to. If I go to Chickie's Rock and I feel nothing, who wants to hear where nothing happens? And if people believe in an area and people having experiences in the area, who am I to say the area has nothing? And yeah, so you probably won't hear those episodes. So if you ever ask about a place over and over again and wonder why I'm not doing it, consider that I may have done it, may have felt nothing, but don't want to go on the record for saying I felt nothing there, because I don't want to. That's just my opinion. That's just my view. That's just what happened for me. I don't want to taint the place for anyone if they have experiences there. So that is the show for tonight. Thank you all for joining me on this post-Halloween, All Saints Day memorial for one of my favorite people of all time, my Nani, who's finally over with all the other people I love over in heaven and doing well so far. Doing well so far. Very happy. All right. Take care, everyone. Till next time. Peace.